This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Al Morgetti, you hit it on the button.
Alan,
when we get to the big games, Al Morgetti is focused.
Right there. Perfect.
What a thing. What a day. Wow. Rhea, first of all, everybody, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
Honor the great Dr. King throughout the day today. We are going to have a very special show because some people are not working today. Mm-hmm. In studio, Al. Will be, what a tough situation. You know, the Eagles are going to play the Giants next Saturday night.
Again.
8:15 right here at Lincoln Financial Field, a Saturday night bonanza. That's the good news. The bad news is my grandkids and my son are Giants fans. If they root for the Giants next Saturday night, they are also rooting for the expedited retirement of their grandfather, me.
Okay.
That's a tough call.
They got to swing over to the Birds for this, right?
You would think.
Do they want me to have an abrupt retirement?
No.
No.
They want you to keep going.
We have a lot to talk about today. Ruben Amaro Jr. is here. Hi, Rube.
What's happening, Ange?
And I just want you to know we got another special thing coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. You know how I have tried, as you know, for many, many years to put people together.
Yeah,
to create a wonderful relationship that would lead to lovely children who are all huge sports fans. I'm kind of a Cupid, but I've failed most of the time. However, today, I guess you could say my ultimate success.
Mm-hmm.
A Phillies ball girl is coming in.
Really?
With her fiancé.
Oh, nice.
They were friends but unattached until I broke down the wall and indicated to Mackenzie, the girl, that the guy had intentions. I'm not even sure at that
point
the
understand.
Guy had intentions.
She didn't know?
Well, she's beautiful. Of course he had intentions. She never figured it out until her Uncle Angelo explained it.
Oh, God.
Rhea's shaking her head. Rhea, I put that one together.
So proud of you.
Their firstborn needs to be named Angela.
Absolutely. Out of respect.
Anyway, so we got that. We got Elliot Shaw Parks at 7 to kind of break down what's going to be happening next week as the Eagles prepare for the Giants. 8 o'clock, Mike Garofalo from NFL Network covered both the Eagles and the Giants in his career, Al. He'll know which way this is going, and we'll get a national perspective at 9 o'clock from the great Sheil Kapadia, who covers the Eagles for The Athletic and has been all over the world covering sports. Let us begin, Al. Giants are the opponent next Saturday night.
Nice.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be a very good game. Their coach is really good.
Yes.
He is.
He's a really
good coach, and they're pretty confident, but they beat a bad team.
They did beat a bad team, but nailed the problem.
Yeah.
I think you did. Let me just take you. This is how it ended in Minnesota. It was a really good game. A lot of excitement, and here's how it ended.
They've got a 1st and 10. They're in the victory formation and lining up on the Viking logo in midfield. The snap goes to Jones. He falls to a knee, and the clock will tick, and the Vikings cannot stop it. The New York Giants are going to go to Philadelphia next week in the divisional round, and they're going to play their divisional foe in the East, the Philadelphia Eagles, the number one seed.
Let me just say, that's one of my favorite broadcasters, Kevin Harlan.
He's the best. Yeah.
I will always listen to a game Kevin's doing. Unfortunately, Al, he doesn't do the big ones yet. I don't know what they're waiting for. But there it is. Eagles, Giants, Saturday night here.
There's
a lot you need to know about this, Al. First of all, watching the game. Ruben Amaro, watching the game. Did the Giants give the Eagles something to think about?
I think they did.
They did. They made me nervous.
I think Al hit it right on the head. I think the coach is very good. That's my biggest concern.
The coach
will
is
we
the
be outcoached?
Coach? Well, that all right.
Yeah.
You guys are both taking me to the key issue to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm concerned.
Brian Daboll, in the first year, this is how bad the Giants situation was. They gave us James Bradberry. They put him on a silver platter and sent him 100 miles south because they couldn't afford him under their salary cap, even though the Eagles have been a better team than the Giants for a generation. They could not do it. They had mismanaged their money. We can't pay Bradberry $10 million. We got to let him go. Eagles scooped him up. Right. Bradberry will be out there next Saturday night covering Darius Slayton and that kid Hodgins, who's really got good here. All those people. He is going to be on our side playing them, and yet they made it here. I mean, that is a phenomenal coaching job. That guy is an Al. Who's got the advantage in the coaching? Who's got the advantage?
We don't know until they've beaten them twice.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's...
They beat them. The second one you could throw
aside. The first one was handy.
Meant nothing. Yeah. All right, Davis Webb. The fact that that was close was worrisome.
Yeah.
That
was very worrisome for me.
Hurts wasn't hurt, so we're not worried about that.
There's no lopsided.
We're
going to
put that one aside.
No, he wasn't.
The first one, the Eagles won better.
It's totally lopsided in that game.
Shane Steichen had his best game of the season, game planning and calling the play.
Totally agree.
Opening 15
drive. 15-play drive to open the game, and they were on their way to a nice win. But the Giants are a different team now than that. And Daniel Jones, who had physical issues in the middle of the season, he's good.
Oh, yeah, he's really...
You put a good coach with a talented player, and that's what you get. I would open the phone lines up because it's the day after the busiest football weekend of the year. I got an open board right now. 215, you get right on. 215-592-9494. Now, let me just explain. I want to play for you some of the locker room stuff because Landon Collins, Al, who was with the Redskins, he was with the Giants originally. He's a big play guy. Yeah. He makes plays. And he said what I just said, something to think about.
We know we just put something in their head to think about, but at the same time, we know they're a great team. They knew they had something to play for, and now we have more to play for. So when we get to that game, it's going to be a head knocker.
All right, it's going to be a head knocker. I do believe that. All right, Saquon Barkley, who really was not utilized much yesterday.
No.
Yeah, nowhere near as much as I think he would be used against the Eagles.
Oh, but he was used smart, man.
Smartly,
they used a pass and then used him.
Economically, they used him. And here's Barkley talking about the Birds.
I mean, all the other conversations he's put in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how long we've been here or my experience or this and the third. We finally got here and we were able to get the job done on the first one. And now we go back, watch film, learn from it, and move on and get ready for Philly.
All right, so then we get to, this was to me the most fascinating moment in the game. So the Giants, it's give and take, back and forth, it's close. Giants launches 20-play drive, right? They get the lead. Now the Giants have a chance to put the game away. And it's like 3rd and 11, and Jones drops back and throws a perfect strike to Darius Slayton.
Oh, my God.
And it bounces off his hands. Did you see on the sideline the angst, the horrible feeling in Darius Slayton's eyes?
Oh, he was inconsolable.
Oh, inconsolable because he gave the Vikings one more chance.
Started to run upfield before he had the ball in his hands.
Oh, that's exactly what he did, Rhea. And as a result of that, they blew it. And here is Slayton talking about what he expects when he gets here.
Yeah, I'm sure the atmosphere is going to be insane. Plenty of boos and middle fingers for us, but we look forward to that type. We look forward to it.
Boos and middle fingers.
Sounds like a bad country song.
Now I need to talk to some people
mm-hmm.
who already have tickets to go to that game. Because, Al, right now, as you know, over the next 48 hours, it's actually already begun. From the very end of that game till now,
mm-hmm.
secondary market. We're only 90, 100 miles away.
Yeah.
Giants fans will attempt to invade Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, they'll make some money.
They will. No, this is not about money.
No.
Rhea, I need your help with this. You're from Philly.
Okay.
If you're a season ticket holder and you have a sucker on the line, but he's from New York, and he's willing to pay you four times the value of the tickets. Are you taking the money, or are you leaving that creep that Johnson had a term for them? Slack-jawed, claw-handed. I don't know.
What?
He was attacking him. He was all over. Are you Rhea? Are you taking the money, or are you keeping them out of our ballpark?
No, the Eagles fans will own that place.
I know, but I don't want to hear any of these guys.
You're not going to.
Because I'm
going to
tell you what they were like after the game. I'm going to tell you what they were like. They were profane. They were obnoxious. They were a little too much like us.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen now.
You have to respect
you
it.
You got to understand this. These guys are all there after the game and they're partying. And they got little kids with them. And they don't care. They're swearing up a storm. And they're attacking us, Philadelphia, the Eagles. Listen.
One down, three to go. One down, three to go. Let's go.
The Eagles!
Keep it going!
The Eagles!
Oh, we'll see you next week!
The Eagles!
Yeah, we coming to town!
Yeah!
The Eagles! They are not coming to town unless you let them.
It's not Santa.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I need to talk to people who have tickets the next Saturday night. And I need to talk to you about what's more important, your money or the Eagles winning. What is your priority? Because I'm worried about the coaching, Al. I really am. I have no big problems with Nick Sirianni.
No.
I have significant problems with Jonathan Gannon. And if Jonathan Gannon maintains what he has done all year and allows lots of passes to be completed, it's going to be a rough night Saturday night. I'm very worried about it. Here are your numbers, 215-592-9494. Joe, play me just a little more of those jackasses, because I have a contest today.
One down, three to go!
Listen to these morons, these Neanderthals. These claw-footed, slack-jawed losers.
Claw-handed.
I'm trying to remember
very familiar.
What Johnson said, sorry. I can't remember exactly what he said. I have for you today, among our prizes, I have an Eagles Invicta NFL Collection Quartz Watch. Red, silver, and white. It's water-resistant stainless steel, courtesy of Time After Time Watches. Phenomenal thing to wear. I got a Visa gift card. I got a pair of tickets to the Sports Writers Banquet. I got a pair of tickets to the Auto Show. And I got the Eagles NFC East Division Champion T-shirt. Name me somebody from New York you can't stand.
How easy is that?
The judge today is a man who worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, for the Mets for a brief period. Ruben Amaro
Very
Jr.
Very brief.
Ruben Amaro Jr. will judge enough. For you the New Yorkers you hate the most. So you got all those prizes in it.
Bring it.
You just have to name someone you hate. And I have no, I could give you 20 right now because I don't like them. Let's start with Jeff in Camden this morning. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on there?
Jeff, did you enjoy all the football?
Wildest playoff weekend I have ever witnessed in my playoff life.
Wow. All right, wow. How much of this, there were six games, five so far. How many did you watch, Jeff?
I didn't watch the one, the 8 o'clock one last night. That's the only one I didn't watch.
Four out of five.
Six is wrong, so, you know.
Yeah, well, the Ravens are usually kind of boring anyway.
That return was not boring.
No, my God.
The return was great. But, all right, Jeff, anyway, what do you feel? It's the Giants. Do you feel confident? Do you feel concerned? Give me your emotion right now.
Well, I feel a whole lot more confident if Dougie P were holding the clipboard on the sidelines of the Eagles.
That's another great point.
That's not the case. Man, what a job. What a job by that guy, just not letting his team quit. But that's Doug Peterson. You know, you witnessed it yourself.
You know, Jeff, when that was going on, when it was 27-0, I have a great story, by the way, in the next segment about somebody who decided to place a wager when it was 27-0.
Dumbest bet I've ever seen.
Dumbest bet maybe in history. But, Jeff, the thing is, I knew that that team would not quit because I knew Doug Peterson would not let them. I knew it. A lot of teams, 27-0, at home, no less, are going, well, we tried. We made the playoffs. That was a really good season for us. And they did it. Did you see the way they clawed back into that game? Ah!
Absolutely. Four first-half interceptions. That formula equals you just do not win normally. 99.9% of the time, four first-half interceptions means you lose.
Oh, God, what? Four interceptions and a half? That guy comes back and throws four touchdown passes in the second half? What, that, I don't know that that's ever happened. That's Doug Peterson's coaching. Jeff, how did we ever let that genius get away?
I don't know. I guess it was this guy wanting to hire his own guys. You know the way things go. It just happens that way sometimes. But I don't know how it happened. I wish it hasn't happened. But I think the Eagles have too many weapons, unlike Minnesota, to lose to the Giants. They just have the Minnesota just has a couple guys that you can always go to. The Eagles just have too many weapons. The Giants were defeated both times they came on the field. I don't think the third time will be any different. It'll be a charm.
I hope you're right. I want to see a game with the Eagles and the Niners because I have a different feeling about that than most people. I'm more worried about the Giants than I am about the Niners.
Oh,
that's
stop
right.
It.
Brock Purdy has a pop gun arm. We will eat him alive.
He's getting the job done, though.
Against weaker opponents, not against us. Jeff, give me a New Yorker you can't stand.
Andrew, this is not political because he weighs more on all sports, including the NFL. Donald J. Trump.
Donald Trump, get him down there. I had a feeling that might come up, Al. 215-592-9499, a special treat in our 7 o'clock hour. Al, a guy wrote a song. Now, I know you've heard in the past I've played songs that have been offered to me, and you have often found them not to be good.
You have
found them to be a bit amateurish.
Bad.
After Elliot Shaw Parks at 7, I want to play you a song that encompasses our 33 years here. And I'm going to tell you,
it's the
finest thing ever submitted to me in all those years.
Cool.
And when you hear it, Al, you know right now in my head I'm humming. I'm humming it this second, right now.
That's the tinnitus in your ears.
215. I've been humming it all morning. 215-592-9494. We come back. Al, we got to talk about that bet.
So how dumb. And you win, but it's stupid.
The guy lost. He lost.
I got, he lost.
No.
Oh, I got the one the guy won.
No, I don't care
about that one. This one was stupid. It was a $1 million mistake. Oh. WIP Sports Talk.